for KYMN News and Information. I'm Dusty Budd on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. The news is sponsored by Young's Pain Center. One of the two suspects arrested at a local Quick Trip last September, who local law enforcement has called the region's main source of methamphetamine, has pleaded guilty to federal drug charges. Documents released this week show Cole Earl Thompson, age 34 of Le Sueur, pleaded guilty to conspiracy with intent to distribute 50 grams or more of a substance containing methamphetamine. In exchange for the plea, Thompson will serve a minimum of 5 years in prison, though he could serve up to 40. He'll be eligible for 4 years supervised probation once he completes the prison term and will be fined $500,000. In the criminal complaint filed by Rice County District Court, on September 14, 2017, at the Quick Trip store on 500 Laurel Court, agents from the Cannon River Drug and Violent Offender Task Force witnessed Thompson and his associate, Joshua Larkin Reister of Faribault, enter the store. The agents made the arrests at that time. While searching the defendants and the vehicle, law enforcement recovered just over a pound of methamphetamine, quarter pound of marijuana, just under 2 grams of heroin, and about 200 assorted pills. The sentencing for Thompson is on June 7th in U.S. District Court. Reister's, whom is charged separate, has a plea hearing March 7th. The Mayor's Task Force on Youth Alcohol and Drug Use creates a community where youth can lead healthy lives free of drugs and alcohol. There are three initiatives that this organization is focusing on at this point: parent education, youth engagement, and community education and engagement. When it comes to parent education, Patrick Gordon, chair of the task force, discusses the postcard series that educates parents on different topics.
This is our social host ordinance, and like, how does that impact parents? What is our social host ordinance, and like, how does that impact parents? How does that impact communities and neighborhoods? How can we do education around having tips for a safe prom around that year for high school students? And what should parents know about around mental health topics? There's a lot of mental health topics that parents need to be more aware of.
Regarding youth engagement, a big program now is the TIP 411 program.
To encourage anonymous reporting for when they have a concern, something that could be in the community. Pretty much anybody can send an anonymous tip. They can report something that they're concerned about, so that way we can look into it as a community and have a better awareness.
Community education and engagement involves programs like Take It to the Box, which allows citizens to safely dispose of unused medication and other drugs 24/7 at boxes located at the Northfield Police Department, Faribault Police Department, and the Rice County Sheriff's Office. Another event for community education and engagement is the Night to Unite, an evening where neighbors can get together and promote community safety. Ashley Anderson, coordinator of the Northfield Healthy Community Initiative, who works with the Mayor's Task Force on Youth Alcohol and Drug Use, says this past year's Night to Unite was a rousing success.
We had more parties than ever. So last year there were 42 parties, and we expanded into some neighborhoods that we hadn't been in before, which was really neat. And so law enforcement and city officials come out and meet communities and meet neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a chance to know each other.
It was estimated that over 1,600 community members participated in the event. Minlars is going to be a major topic this legislative session. With the new mandates, people are waiting a long time for titles and registrations to come back. Come October, it will be increasingly difficult to get on an airplane unless you have a valid passport or a real ID card or an enhanced driver's license. Representative David Bly discusses the rollout.
Is going to affect a lot more people, and if they don't have their act together by then, we're going to see real problems.
Up to this point, the federal government has been allowing postponements of the program. However, this time, the federal government may not step in.
We're sort of backed against the wall. We've gotten enough of the help from the federal government to say we can delay and delay and delay, and we've really got to take care of it.
Bly says this session, something has to get done to make the system work.
The system's going to have to take care of them. If we don't have a system in place that can work, we're going to be in real trouble.
Stay tuned to KYMN for updates on this issue and others making their way through the Capitol. Fair for All is back today only. For only $30, you can get one of their brunch boxes, which includes a 5-pound boneless ham, maple bacon, pork sausage links, frozen strawberries and blueberries, 2 pounds of hash browns, Rhodes cinnamon rolls, tricolor pepper mix, and 1 pound of shredded cheddar cheese. Fair for All is a local nonprofit food program created to make frozen meat and fresh fruit and vegetables more affordable and accessible to families. As an added incentive, also today the shoe bus will be on hand. Gently used shoes will be available for purchase for everyone. Adult shoes cost $5 and children's shoes cost $2, with a total of 10 pairs total. There is no need to register, and all proceeds go directly to purchase food for local food shelves. The Fair for All Shoe Bus event is at St. Dominic Church today from 3:30 to 5:30. For KYMN News and Information, I'm Dusty Budd on 95.1 The One and AM 1080.